Hey everybody, this is Deborah from MyMindToMyBody.net, and today I want to share a post from the Intuitive Eating Community Forum. I moderate that forum, so I'm there often checking the post to see if everything's how it should be. And there's a new member, and she did a little introduction, and within the introduction she made a statement, and I responded to it. So the statement she made was, I'm just going to read it to you to make it easy. I am currently 40 to 50 pounds above the weight at which I was happiest. And my response was, sometimes the weight we feel we want to be at doesn't coincide with the weight that our bodies need to be at. I liked being thinner, but my body was miserable. And I thought that made sense just because that was my experience. And she responded with, I don't understand how you could be happy if you are miserable. And at first, I didn't quite know what to say. That's how I felt. But I realized that, yeah, those do conflict. Happy and miserable aren't synonymous. They're in fact complete opposites. So I thought to myself, well, why did I feel that way? And when I started dieting, you know, I was just losing weight, and it was, you know, my mind was excited about losing weight, and I felt that if I lost weight, I'd be happy. I believed that being thin would make me accepted by people. I would all of a sudden be happy with who I was. And so in my head, as I got thinner, I felt like I was reaching my goal. And so that's the part where I felt, I don't know if happy is the right word, but at least content. And I felt like I was accomplishing something. And that made me feel good, that sense of accomplishment of losing weight and keeping it off. But my body completely disagreed. I was miserable physically. I had digestive issues. I had heart palpitations. I was constantly hungry, which made me irritable. And I was tired all the time because I wasn't giving myself fuel. And so, yeah, my thoughts and my mind were they were conflicting with my body. And that's why it's a disorder. If I was of sound mind, I would have realized, this is nuts. This doesn't make any sense. But because I was so far down that eating disordered path, I didn't realize that something was wrong until I really hit my rock bottom. Luckily, I didn't have to go to residential, but I was definitely close. And so when I look at what she wrote about how can you be happy and miserable, I'm hoping that just means that she's nowhere near that eating disordered end of the spectrum and she's just dieting a little bit. Not that that's great, but I'm hoping that she isn't at the point where there's that huge disconnect between your mind and your body. And so I want to share this with you because whether you're in the dieting phase or the other end of the eating disorder, it's important to understand how it can develop into an eating disorder and how it made sense that your mind doesn't work in a normal way when you are in a disordered state. So if you're dieting, I'm hoping this will help you realize where it can go. So you can be aware that if you are dieting, hopefully you stop just because it doesn't work. But on the other hand, if you continue, know that it can get to this point, and that's where it becomes a disorder. When you start thinking, oh, I'm happy being really, really, really thin, but your body's telling you something completely different. And if you are at the eating disorder stage or getting towards that, I'm hoping that this will make you aware of your thoughts and how those may be completely different than what your body's telling you, and just to be aware of it. And so hopefully you can get some help realizing that, yeah, those are disordered thoughts, and therapy might help, or seeing a dietitian for the eating portion of it. But I'm hoping that my experience helps you a little bit in understanding why it's a disorder and why it was important for me to get help, because I was completely, I was messed up for a bit. You know, my mind was telling me one thing, my body was telling me something else, and I needed to get those in line. So again, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share, and thank you for listening. Take care.